Continuing now with our summer education series, we've been following a number of education issues, especially in Washington, D.C., where some of the most important debates about education policy are playing out. One of those debates is over the relative merits of traditional versus charter schools. Now, charter schools are public, but with a difference. They are free from many of the work rules that many traditional schools must adhere to, but their students are still subject to state and local standards. Almost a third of Washington, D.C.'s public school students are currently enrolled in charter schools, and that's a higher percentage than any other big city district in the country. But despite the popularity of charters, many wonder if they are actually delivering better or even the same results as traditional public schools. In D.C., new test scores are in, so here to help explain the results is Kavitha Cardoza. She's been following this story for our member station WAMU, and she joins us now in our studio in Washington. Kavitha, thank you so much for joining us again.
Lovely to be here, Michelle.
So give us the bottom line. Did charter or traditional public schools perform better on the latest round of tests in Washington?
I have to say, Michelle, this is preliminary data, but there was a difference between the elementary level and at the high school level. So at the elementary school level, we saw for the first time public school children doing better than public charter school children. But at the high school level, that trend was completely reversed. And actually, in reading and math, there was almost a 20-point difference between public schools and public charter schools.
It's very interesting. What are officials saying about these results? Do they have any explanation?
As you can imagine, they have very different views. Michelle Rhee, who's the chancellor of DC Public Schools, says she credits new leadership. She fired a bunch of principals last year, and she says that that new leadership has really set a different standard. She says they've really been concentrating on math, and that has paid off. They've had Saturday schools and intensive coaching, and she says for the first time, teachers have really been drilling down to see on the individual child level what needs to be done to improve their scores. Well, when I asked Tom Nider, who's the chairman of the Public Charter School Board, about the difference, he said that, again, first, these are preliminary scores, so we have to wait until the final scores are in, because he says last year a dozen schools wrote into the Department of Education saying their scores were wrong, and they were actually corrected. He also says last year there was a conversion from Catholic schools to charter schools. I think there were 7 schools. And he says those children had never taken the DC CAS scores. That's the DC Comprehensive Assessment System tests. So he says there was a dilution in test scores because of that. And he also says that the high school doing so well shows that children who have been in public charter school, their academic foundation has been strong, and then that keeps improving as they go up to the higher grades. Whereas in DCPS, you don't see that. You really see those scores fall off at the high school level.
So the champions of each system each sees a positive in these results. And we do want to mention that DC Public School Chancellor Michelle Rhee was on the program a couple of weeks ago to talk about the improvement in the test scores overall in the DC public school system. But will these results do anything to resolve the debate over which is delivering better results?
I don't think this year, Michelle, because some people say, oh, that's just an anomaly. Let's see what happens next year. They also say that there was just a slight difference. There were just 2 or 3 points. So it isn't a huge difference, even at the elementary school level. Some people say that public charter schools have become complacent about these test scores because DCPS has traditionally tested so poorly that anything better was great. I'd have to say that the trend would have to continue for another year or two in order to make anything out of it. I think right now it's too soon to say.
Just to clarify, even though we're presenting the leaders of each of these systems as being somewhat in conflict or competition with each other, in this school system, the leadership of the city and of the DC public schools are, in fact, supportive of charters, are they not?
Absolutely. Michelle Rhee is very supportive of, at least she said in public, she's very supportive of charters. And Tom Nider doesn't see it as competition either. They see it more as the more schools you have, the better the choice for parents.
Kavitha Cardoza is a reporter for member station WAMU. She covers education, among many other things, and she was kind enough to join us here in our studio in Washington. Kavitha, thank you.
Thank you for having me.